Not everything I do is magic. Consider, Sally, the way the sun shines laterally below storm clouds, and the clipped exuberance of green, and there's everything that passes by in a single still moment. There's the messy kanji of branches, the superscript of birds. There's that warmth that someone you don't mind sitting there left on the seat before you sat on it. Lots of little things not worth talking about. If I said it's all crap, I'd be lying. I'm lying anyway. I didn't do any of that. Someone fell off the rafters of an imaginary barn, and he wore a robe of clean red, and he landed in a daze, and having been sleeping, woke up. He walked around the imaginary barn and counted the timber supports and heard the wrens in their hidden nests. Why did he fall from the rafters? Magic. What were the wrens? Magic. Who is he? Not magic. The barn falls away, and we could see fields of both green and red, and the sky is blue bordering gray, a color that contains its own promised color. Sally, they just ain't enough words to tell even one story, to tell you even who you are in this, or who I am, or why the wrens seek warmth and not freedom and are now trapped in one man's red-cloaked imagination. I ask you, why are you here? And you just listen on, because you know more than I do. You know that the little upward bend of the voice at the end of a question isn't a waiting pause. It's a little hill cliff where we stop and look around and wait for some clue from the landscape to tell us soon where, oh where are we now that we are here? Please tell me.